Today's daf is Bab Basra daf Nun Vav. We left off on daf Nun Hey Amid Beis, five lines from the end of the page, at the words Aval L'Shabbos Lo. We were discussing yesterday, if you have a barrier in a large area, in a large field, whether that creates the reality of two separate fields, or it's considered to be still one large field. So we were talking about if you have some type of shrubbery that they used to use to mark off boundaries, whether that's enough for something to be considered two separate fields. So we were discussing in terms of kinyan chazaka, that a shvil, a path in between two fields, or shrubbery in between two fields is enough to divide the two fields, to make them separate, so that if you do chazaka on one field, the other field does not belong to you. And then we applied that to what about halachos of tuma? What about halachos of peya? Is it enough to create a sense of two different fields? And that was a machlokas, whether that's enough to divide two separate fields. So today we're going to start with the discussion, what about in Hilchos Shabbos, that it may make a difference in Hilchos Shabbos whether a large area is considered a single field or two fields, specifically with regard to the Malach of Hotza'a. So we're going to discuss that application, and then we're going to discuss, we had said in yesterday's daf that Rav Asi and Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if you have such shrubbery between two fields and you're trying to be Kona B'nechse Ager, so you're only Kona that one field. But what if there's no shrubbery between the fields? You have this massive area. You have an entire bika. So how much are you actually kona when you do a kinyan chazaka in a single spot, in a massive area? Is there no limit? As long as there's no border anywhere to be seen, so there's no limit, you're kona just an unlimited amount of property? So that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the gevulos of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to bring the Maimer of Rabbi Yehuda about what exactly the borders are of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to the chiyuv of maestros, and specifically we're going to speak about three lands of Kini, Kinizi, Kadmoni, and the Gemara is going to bring several shitos what those lands are all about. But then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to move to a discussion of having edus of chazaka that split up over several sets of edim, and some of them might be brothers to each other. For example, you have one ed that says, yeah, I saw this guy living here for 3 years, but then you have three different brothers, each one saying, I saw this fellow living here for 1 year. So is that good enough to create a full edus for a chazaka? And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion about what the definition of davar velo chatzi davar is. That in general, when one gives edus, one has to give edus on a davar shalem and not on a chatzi davar. When do we consider something a chatzi davar? When do we consider something a chatzi edus? What exactly are the gedarim of davar velo chatzi davar? So let's begin. Nun hey amid beis. Five lines from the end of the page. Aval l'Shabbos lo, says the Gemara. Aval l'Shabbos lo, when it comes to dividing up a field into two parts, having a shvil or having a shrubbery in between the two areas does not make it two separate fields with regard to Shabbos. Rava Amar Afilu le'inyan Shabbos. Rava says, yes, it does. Even with regard to Shabbos, that's enough to make it two separate fields. What's the halacha? Where in Hilchos Shabbos does it matter whether something is considered one field or two fields? Titania, Hotzi Chatzi Grogos L'Rusha Sarabim V'inicha L'Chazav Hotzi Chatzi Grogos Acheres Behelem Echad Chayiv. That if a person takes a half a grogros size of an item out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos from a Rosh Hashanah, and then still not realizing that it's Shabbos, he takes another chatzi grogros out to Rosh Hashanah, so he's chayiv, because that the shear of Hotzah on Shabbos is a grogros shalem. That's the amount that one has to carry that's considered a davar chashuv, that you're going to be chayiv for Hotzah on Shabbos. So we hear a sof kol sof, he took out a grogros shalem, and it was all in one helim, in one period of forgetfulness where he didn't realize that it was Shabbos, so he's going to be chayiv. But b'shnei alemos pater, if he forgot that it was Shabbos, so he took out a half a grogros, then he remembered, oyvei, what did I do? And then he forgot again, and he took out another half a grogros, so then he's going to be pater, because those are considered two separate actions, each one not enough to be mechayiv him for melacha Shabbos. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, behelem echad b'rishus achas chayiv b'shtei rishuyos pater. So this is a key line that Rabbi Yossi says, look, if it's behelem echad, he's not always going to be chayiv. It depends Where did he take each half of Grogrus? If he took each half of Grogrus to the same Rishus, to the same area, so then he's going to be Chayev, because that's considered that he took a Grogrus Achas to that Rishus. But if he took it out to two separate Rishios, Harabim, that are separate from each other in some way or another, so then he's going to be Pater, because they are separate Rishios from each other. He did not take a grogros from Rishus to Rishus. He took a half a grogros to one Rishus, a half a grogros to another Rishus. V'yamar Rabba, v'sheyesh chiyuv chatos b'neihem. What divides, separates two separate Rishuyos? If there's an area between them, that there's a chiyuv chatos. What does that mean? Says Rashbam, v'sheyesh chiyuv chatos b'neihem, sheyesh Rishus hayachid b'n shtei Rishuyos harabim. Shem hotzi menu lahen, o mehen, hichne is low chayiv chatos hilka chashiv hafsek lasos and shtayim, that in between these two separate rishuyos harabim there is a rishus hayachid midaraisa. So that's what really separates, divides two separate rishuyos harabim. That's where we could say that if you took a half a grogos to this rishus ram, half a grogos to that rishus ram, they're not mitzdarev, because in between those two rishuyos harabim you have a real rishus hayachid where you would not be allowed to carry on a daraisa level from either of the Rishuyos Harabim to that area that's in between them. That's when it's considered a Hefsek Rishuyos. Aval Carmelis Lo, but if it was only a Carmelis that was in between the two Rishuyos Harabim, that does not divide the two separate Rishuyos Harabim. A Carmelis is an area that it is usher to carry from to Rishus Harabim, or from Rishus Ram too. It's usher to carry from a Carmelis to Rishus Yachin as well, or from Rishus Yachin to it, but it's only usher midrabanan. On a Darais level, Pashtus is, a Carmelis is really a Makom Ptur, and you wouldn't be Chayev at all, so it's not enough, it's not significant enough to divide two separate Rishuyos. Abaye disagrees. Abaye says, again, Rabba and Abaye are both going to agree in principle, and Rava, there are going to be three Shitos that agree in principle to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Shita of Rabbi Yossi that you're only Chayiv for a Chatzi Grogros plus a Chatzi Grogros if it went to the same Rishus. But if it went to two separate Rishuyos, you're not Chayiv for each Chatzi Grogros. But there's a three-way Machlokas Amoraim. When do we consider something two separate Rishuyos? So you have Rabba who says it's only considered two separate Rishuyos if there's a Rishus Hayachid Midaraisa that's Mafsik Beinehem, that actually splits, that actually divides the two Rishuyos Harabim. Abaye Amar Afilu Carmelis. Even if there's just a Carmelis that divides between the two Rishuyos Harabim, that's enough for it to be considered two separate Rishuyos Harabim. Aval Pisla lo. But a Pisla is not enough. What is a Pisla? And how would that divide two Rishuyos? Says Rashbam, Kigon Chatichas Eitz O Amud She'en Gavoa Asara. The Bach do over here? Shein gavah asara ve'ein rochav takes an amos ve'ein rochav dalin, because it doesn't make sense to be amos. It's not 10 tfachim tall and it's not 4 tfachim wide. Inami gavah yud el she'ein rochav dalin, or it might be 10 tfachim tall, but it's not 4 tfachim wide. Davi makom p'tur, such an area is considered to be a makom p'tur. Da'afilu midrabanan mutu l'taltu mitochol rishus ram rishus ram l'tocho v'chein mitochol rishus yachol rishus. The halach of a makom p'tur is that even on a drabana level, you're allowed to carry from either Rishus Ram or Rishus Yachid to a makom p'tur. That's why they say if you realize you have something in your pocket and you're walking in Rishus Harabim, in a place where there's no eruv, you try to find the fire hydrant and you put it down on the fire hydrant. Why, if it were a mailbox or something like that, you try to find something that would have a status of a makom p'tur. It's not large enough for it to be a makom bifnei atzmo, but it is a makom p'tur, and therefore even midrabanan wouldn't be an iser to put something down there. V'kivan debata legamri lahacha ulahacha afil midrabanan. Since it's completely bottled to whatever Rishus it's in, meaning if it's sitting in the middle of Rishus Ram, you're allowed to take from Rishus Ram to there or from there to Rishus Ram. It becomes bottled to the Rishus Ram, so it's not going to be mafsik between two Rishuyos Harabim. It becomes part of the scenery. It becomes part of the Rishus Ram. So you wouldn't say that it serves as a proper hefsek Beinehem. The Tosos, top Tosos points out, Hich Riva, Velo Pisli, he Carmelis. He says, wait a second, a Pisla is not a Malkam Patur. A Pisla is a Carmelis. To buy a Zorik, Mefarish, to Pisla, Daveg, Gabeget, Rushus, the Atzma, Kigon, to Logava, Yud, Im Kain, Mashma, the Gava, Gimel. A Pisla is normally three Tvachim tall, Umistama, Iri, Barachva, Arba'a, and Pashtus, the Gemara, and Gittin, when it talks about a Pisla, is talking about an area that's four Tvachim wide, so if it's at least three Tvachim off the ground and it's four tefachim wide, that should be a carmelis. The lashkan rishus b'fnei asma sheichash b'paks me'arba va'amid gavah gimel v'rachav dal rishus shem avi carmelis v'imkena ma'kamer avil pislo. So why is a pislo an exception? You know, for the Gemara, if Abaye wanted to very clearly distinguish between a carmelis on the one hand and a makom p'tur on the other hand, maybe he should have said makom p'tur. He didn't use the term makom p'tur. He said pislo. Pislo is a type of piece of wood or some type of pillar that apparently used to be fairly common in those days. And he says, but it's fractosos, but a pisla is actually a carmelis. It's not a makom tur. Says Tosos, an unbelievable chiddush, that what Abaye is saying is not to distinguish between a carmelis and a makom tur. Ein achinami, of course a makom tur would blend into the scenery and would not divide the area. But Abaye is suggesting a bigger chiddush, that there are certain types of carmelios that are also not going to be significant enough to divide between two separate Rishiyos HaRabim. A pistol, yes, halachically is a carmelis, but it's such a tiny carmelis that it's not significant enough to divide between two Rishiyos HaRabim. But again, the Rashbam said otherwise. Rashbam said that a pistol is just another way of saying makom p'tur. And then Rava Amar, the third Shita, afilu pistla. Even a pistol is considered enough to divide between two separate Rishiyos. Vaz the Rav Tamei, Dam Rava, Rishos Shabbos, Rishos Gittin Dami. And this is Rava Lishitaso, because Rava holds that Rava is the one that said Afilu L'Inyan Shabbos, right? When we started today's daf, we said that Avil Shabbos Lo, but Rava Amar Afilu L'Inyan Shabbos. Rava said, even when it comes to Shabbos, if you have shrubbery, it divides it into two separate Rishiyos. So you see, Rava is the most liberal in terms of allowing for a smaller separation to be considered a real separation between two Rishiyos when it comes to Shabbos. So that's Rava Lishitaso, that he holds it's just like Rishiyos when it comes to Gittin. Why would we care about Rishuyos in any sense when it comes to Gittin? Why does it matter if there's something as a Rishus HaRabim when it comes to a Get? So Rashbam explains, Tamrin Mesachs Gittin Ba'azorek, the Gemara says in Ayin Zayin, Mesachs Gittin, Dim Hiknu L'Chatzeru L'Izgaresh. If let's say a man was Makne his Chatzer to his wife, for her to receive the get in, v'zarak laget, v'nafal ala pisla shebechatzer, and he threw the get toward her, and it didn't land in the chatzer, it landed in a pisla, or on a pisla, in the chatzer, Einu Megreshes, the pistol makom acharu b'fnei atzmo, v'einu mechal chatzer. Then she's Einu Megreshes because the pistol is not part of the chatzer. V'chatzer riknu la v'lo pistla. D'chad makom moshul in ishtrei makom moshul moshul inshi. That a person is only, when he gives over to his wife, a rishus, he's giving her that rishus, not a second rishus on top of that. Hachim v'ashinu la'asam v'kama rava, rishus shabbos, domel rishus gittin, d'achinami l'in shabbos, avach pistla makom chashu b'fnei atzmo. And that's what Rav is saying over here when it comes to Shabbos, that just like by Gittin, if she was Kona the Chatzer, she is not able to be Kona her get on a Pisla in the Chatzer, because the Pisla is considered independent of the Chatzer. So too, when it comes to Ilcha Shabbos, that if there's a Pisla that divides between two separate Rishiyos, it's considered to be independent of those two separate Rishiyos, and therefore properly, adequately divides between the two separate Rishiyos. Okay, says Gemara further now. Ein sham lo meitzar v'lo chatzav mai. What if you don't have a clear border between the two fields? You don't have a shrubbery that divides the two fields. As Rashbam points out in the second wide line, V'kabayi gemara l'Rabbi Yochanan, Damar ha-meitzar v'chatzav mafsikin b'nechzei ager, Shlo yikna b'cheskos chavir ad shiachzik b'shteyen, V'mein sham lo meitzar v'lo chatzav, Deinem l'siyamas mitzra, Mali amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is one that said that if you have two separate fields that are divided by shrubbery or by a path, and you make a kinyan chazaka in one of them, you only get that one. You don't get the other one. Okay, and what if there's no shrubbery? What if there's nothing? It's just a massive open area. What do you have to do to be kona the entire area? You know, we already know what Rav and Shmuel held. Rav and Shmuel had said that you need to have an ox go with a plow the entire length of the field and back. He's got to go one way, in one direction and the other. And that way you're kona the entire field. But apparently there was some sort of tradition that Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with this. That Rabbi Yochanan thought that there was some other geder of what exactly you're kona or how to be kona a larger area. So we're asking, okay, we know that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with Rav and Shmuel. What in fact does he hold? If you look at Tosfos, Ein Sham Lo Meitzar Atuma Kai. Tosfos says this is going back on the halacha of Tuma. That someone who goes into a bika in the winter time and there's tuma in a particular field, so it's considered rishus seyachid. Pirush Rav Marinus Mishmo kol sheyesh la shem bifnei atzma. V'loka pirush Rav Kuntras to pirush Mishmo to come Rav Marinus Hani Mishmo Shal Rav Yochanan. So the point is that in terms of tuma, when do we consider that to be a single rishus seyachid? Like we were discussing yesterday, that according to the sheet of Rav Lazar we discussed yesterday, if you went into an area where there was tuma in one of the fields, but A, you don't know if you went into that field, and B, you don't know if the field, even if you did go into that field, if you came into contact with the tuma, so that would create a svek sveka of tuma and rishus seyachid. So what do we consider a single field with regard to tuma? But again, the Rashbam understood that no, that the question is in terms of chazaka b'nichse ager, which was really our original topic that we were really talking about over here. That's what we're going back to over here, the issue of chazaka b'nichse ager. You have a field of hefker, a wide open area. How much are you kona with a single act of kinyan? So it says the Gemara, Pirush Rabbi Marinus Mishmo Kol Shenikres Al Shemo, as long as it's called one field. If it's called Belashon Yachid, that this is the field of so and so, and you don't say these are the fields of so and so in a plural, you would just say it in the singular. That's considered to be one field. Hechidami Amrapapa de Karle Begargusa de Planya. They call it the Begargusa of so and so. That this guy, Rashbam says Begargusa means Kala Sada Shaya Hagar Mashka Miboro. If he can water the entire field from his bar, so that's called a single area, that's called a single field, and therefore you could be kona with a single act of kinyan. Yosef Ravacha Baravia Kamed Rabbi Yasi V'Yosef Kamer Shmeid Rabbi Yasi Rabbi Chanina Chatsuva Mafsik B'Nichsei Hager. Chatsuva is enough to divide up two separate fields when it comes to making kinyan in Nichsei Hager. Great. May Chatsuva. What is Chatsuva? So I'm Ravidim Rav, Shabot Yichem Yoshua Li Yisrael, Esaretz. That's the shrubbery that Yoshua used to mark off the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So that's called a Chatsuva. Va'am Ravidim Rav, Lo Mani Yoshua, Ela Ayoros Ha'omdos Ala Gvulin. That Yoshua was only pointing out the cities that are border cities to show the actual borders of Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos points out, "Ha'omdos al gvulim ein lefarish al gvulim shel Eretz Yisrael dekama yaros chashav shem be'emetz Eretz Yisrael el b'gvulim dechal shev v'shevet." Tosfos says, "No, it can't mean that Yoshua only listed off the borders of cities that were actual borders of Eretz Yisrael itself, because there are cities that are in the heartland, that are in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, that are also listed in Sefer Yoshua. No, what it means is the borders of each Shevet. So if a certain Shevet had several cities that were clustered together, the middle cities would not have gained any mention in Yoshua, because we know it's just all part of the continuous land of that one Shevet. But to mark off the dividing lines between the different Shvatim, that's what Yoshua used. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol She'arei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Chayiv B'Meiser. Whatever Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Chayiv and Meiser. That's considered part of Eretz Yisrael to be Chayiv and Meiser. If you look at Rashbam, Chayiv Meiser, Deheimem Zayin Am Maksuvim B'Kol Makom. That's the area of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael. Before we got there, we always referred to those areas that they inhabited is considered to be Eretz Yisrael with regard to Meiser. Aval, Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoni, Shenosan, Avram Avinu, Ben Absarim, Lo Yis Chayiv B'Meiser. Yeser Lasa Lavo Kishayachzirim Lanu Laasid Zam Breshis Rabba. But these other areas that were not mentioned, that were not shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they were promised to Avram Avinu at the Bris Ben Absarim, still they're not going to be chayiv in Meiser. Inami, says Rashbam. Another possibility: Im Kavshu Yisrael Mehem Achrei Moshe Yeshua Kulim Peturim Meiser Dechsev Asim Zosar Shenishbati Zos Mutehani Shenotosav Avram Yeshua Kenir Beinai. That no, that we're not saying Laasid Lavo. These areas are not going to be chayiv Meiser. We're saying if right now we conquer some of these lands beyond what Yeshua conquered, they would not become chayiv in Meiser. So says the Gemara Lafuke Mai. What are we coming to exclude when we say that only that which was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu becomes chayiv in Meiser? So lafuke kini knizi v'kadmoni. Tosos wonders, why not lafuke chutz laretz? That's also not chayiv in Meiser. Why is it dafka kini knizi v'kadmoni? Says yesham den zachidish. Obviously it's lafuke chutz laretz. These are mitzvahs tlius baretz. So of course it's not going to include chutz laretz. The question is, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda comes to mechadesh sheinah chayiv in Meiser in the kini knizi kadmoni. Why? Why would the chayiv Meiser be tali on those makamas that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu dafka, as opposed to those places that he promised to Avram Avinu in the Bris Ben Abesarin? So in the Sefer Torah Chaim, he says based on the Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalit, the Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalit says Dorosh Rabbi Simlai Minei Manisav Moshe Rabbeinu Likanes Leretz Yisrael Vechilech Omi Piriu Tzarech. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want so desperately to go into Eretz Yisrael? He was so gluttonous for delicious fruit that he saw the delicious fruit of Eretz Yisrael, that he wanted to taste it. He heard that there are great restaurants in Yerushalayim that he had to try. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Al Lisbo Mituva Utzarech. He wanted a piece of the tech industry in Tel Aviv. That's why he needed to go into Eretz Yisrael. No, Elakach Amar Moshe Harbe Mitzvos Nitzdav Yisrael Vein Miskaimin Ela Eretz Yisrael. No, he was aware that much of the Torah can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. There's so many mitzvos that are Tzulius Baretz. So he wanted to go be Mekayim all those mitzvos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, that you see this land right now, it's I'll make it ki'ilu ki'amtiyah, as if you fulfilled all of the mitzvos. But so you see very clearly the way that conversation went, that the conversation was all about the mitzvos of Tzulius Baretz. And Hashem is saying, all that land that you see, you're right, there are special mitzvos for that land. So when we talk about Maestros, the Chiv of Maestros, it's only going to be in that land. By the Kini, Kinizi, and Kadmoni, they're going to be if the Kini, Kinizi, and Kadmoni would be Chayiv and Maestros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have shown that to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. That's how many of the Achronim explain Torah Moshe, the Chassam Sofer. That's how many of them explain. Okay, says Gemara Tanya, Remei Romer, Navchusa Arva'a Visalma'a. This is we're identifying what these lands are. What are the Kini, Kinizi, and Kadmoni? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harseir Amunumov. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ardiskis Asya Vaaspamya. Okay, other places that are that we're trying to identify as these lands that are not included in what the Ribbono Shel Olam showed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tosfos raises the question, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that Yechayv and Meiser in those places that are on the Tchum Eretz Yisrael that are mentioned in Parshas Maaseh? And the Achronim answer Tosfos' discussion in different ways. Torah Chaim suggests that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to Mechadish, that Kini, Kiniz, and Kadmoni are not Chayv and Meiser, and that's why it doesn't say that Yechayv and Meiser in the Gvulus of Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Maaseh, because you could have said that even if they're Chayv and Meiser, Lasa Lavo, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention them because he's only coming to outline for them the gevulos of Eretz Yisrael to be kovesh in the days of Yehoshua. Okay, let's see new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Hayushnayim miidin oso sha'achla shalashanim v'nimtzu zomin v'shamun lo asakol. If let's say two people are made that someone had a chazak of 3 years, and those two people turn out to be Edom Zomim, so now they have to pay back the guy that they were trying to take the field away from based on that Cheskas Gimel Shanim. They have to pay him the full value of the field. Regular Kasher Zomim Halacha. In fact, it's such a regular Kasher Zomim Halacha that the Rishonim are bothered what the Mishnah is trying to come and teach me. The Edom come and they say that, how could you say that this guy has a Chazakah The Edom come say there's a chazaka. Other Edom come say, how could you say he has a chazaka? You were with us, b'makom ploni, and you wouldn't know about the chazaka, so you become an Eid Zomim. But it's mefurish in the Torah. So of course you're gonna make them pay what they tried to cost the other guy. What's the chiddush? So Tosrit suggests that the Mishnah is talking about that the Edom were not huzam in all 3 years that they were made about, only on one of the years that they were made about, and still they're gonna have to pay the full value of the field, because all 3 years are considered to be an edus achas to be machzik the sada in the hands of the person that they're trying to give it to. So when part of their edus becomes huzam, their entire edus becomes batel. According to Rav Nachman, that we say palgin and dibura, that's only by edus muchashas, that we were docha the chelek that we were machish and we're makabel the edus that were not machish. But by azama, we don't hold that way. That's the chiddush, says it also, that by azama we hold like Abaye in Baba Kamed Afayin Gimel, that an Eid Zomim Lemafreyahu Nifsal, and therefore when he's Huzam and even a part of his Eidos, Lemafreyahu Nifsal means it's one of the Yal Kagam, it's one of the places where we paskin like Abaye, that Eid Zomim Mikana Labo Nifsal Lemafreyahu Nifsal, so the Ayin of Yal Kagam is Eid Zomim Lemafreyahu Nifsal, that it becomes possible back to the time of his Eidos. So if we were able to be Mazim him in that very Eidos, we're not going to believe the rest of the Eidos, even though we weren't mazim the rest of the edus. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Tosrid. The Rashba, the Nemukei Yosef, suggests that the first din of the Mishnah is not a chiddush at all. It's only mentioned agav the second din of the Mishnah, because the second din of the Mishnah is going to divide up into three sets of edim and how we're mishalshim b'neim. So that's somewhat of a chiddush, and that's why we have the second din of the Mishnah. The Rishon raised another question, though, a technical issue within the rules of Kasher Zamam, that what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? If the Edom were Huzam before there was a Gemar Din of the Machzik to be Zocha in the Karka, so then they shouldn't be Chayev at all, because Edom Zomim Naragan Achi Gemar Din, the Gemara Makas tells us. Edom Zomim are only really Edom Zomim when there was a Gemar Din based on their Edos, otherwise their Edos didn't do anything. But if we're talking about that they were Huzam after the Gemar Din, so the Machzik Bekarka came out victorious in the Din Torah, they should also be Pater, because we also Darshan Vasisim Lo Kasha Zamam Velo kasharasa, and this guy is already machzik in the field. He's had it for 3 years, isn't that the point? Or for somewhere near 3 years, so he's already machzik in the field. So as soon as there is a gemar din, it's already done. It's already kasharasa. There's no further thing that has to be done to award the field for the guy to take possession of the field. He's already there. So if it's before the gemar din, it's too early. If it's after the gemar din, it's too late. You never really have normally by Neid Zomim. It's okay. Reuven killed Shimon, they say. So we have a gemar din on Reuven that he's chayiv misa, but we haven't yet killed Reuven. That's the window where someone can become an Eid Zomim. You don't have such a window over here. So in Baba Kama, Davdalar and Beis, Tosin Baba Kama, quotes a riva that legabe mamon we don't say kashazam lo kasharasa, because you could always mamon is always efshalahach to the bailiv. You could always return the money to its original place. Kashazam lo kasharasa is by nefashos, that once it's already done, we're not going to make the Edom Zomim, because what are we going to do? We killed Reuven already. We're not going to bring him back to life. There's nothing that we can do to undo it. But when it comes to mamon, there's no such rule of kashazam lo kasharasa. So that's a very important chiddush of the riva. In Tosma Bakamadav Dalid. Tos also writes over there that by Mamon, Edom Zomim Rechayiv, even when the Chiyuv was already Chal al Pi Edusam, since Mamon, we would apply the principle of Onshim Min Adin, that we would punish based on a Kal V'Chomer. Meaning, normally we say Ein Onshim Min Adin. You can't punish based on a Kal V'Chomer. So we can't say, oh, if Edom Zomim are going to be punished even when we didn't act based on their testimony, then Kal V'Chomer, we should punish them when we did act based on their testimony. We normally can't say that because ain't on Shemin Adin. But by Mamon, says Tosfos, we do say on Shemin Adin. So we can say, yes, it's true, the Torah is only Mechayev Edom Zomim when we did not yet act on their testimony. But then from a Kal V'Chomer, you could say, and certainly when we did act on their testimony, we could be Mechayev Edom Zomim. The question is, what is Tosfos assuming is the reason for ain't on Shemin Adin? I mean, Tosfos says ain't on Shemin Adin doesn't apply to Dine Mamonis, that you're not going to punish based on the Kal V'Chomer. So it could be that Tosfos is machlokas. Why can't you punish based on the Kal V'Chomer? Kal V'Chomer is one of the Midrash Hatorah Dreshben. It is real. We make dinim daraisa based on the Kal V'Chomer. So one suggestion of why we can't, but Rav Yosef Engel has a long piece. He has like 9 different suggestions of why Einon Shemin Adin in Beis HaOtzer with several nafkaminas. Goes on for about 30 pages about Einon Shemin Adin. So what, I'm not going to go through 9 right now, but maybe 1 or 2. One of the suggestions why Ein Onesh Min HaDin is because a Kal V'Chomer is totally in our logic. So what if we make a Kal V'Chomer, we punish the guy, and then we realize that our logic was flawed. Meaning it's not psukim based, it's logic based. And human logic has its limitations, and we could discover that our logic will be flawed. Now what? Now we killed someone based on a Kal V'Chomer, and we discovered that we did it all wrong, that our whole logic was messed up. So yeah, maybe that's what Tosfos is assuming. That's true by Dinah Nefashos, by Dinah Mamonis, not the end of the world. So we can make the guy give the money back. So that's why. Well, we won't apply Ein Onesh Min HaDin when it comes to Dinah Mamonis. The other suggestion, the other major suggestion of why Ein Onesh Min HaDin is that an onesh is not stam just to punish a guy. We don't just punish because we like to make people suffer. We punish a person because we believe that that provides him with a kapara. So if a person is chayiv malchus, getting that malchus gives him a kapara for the avera. So what we're going to say, if he did a worse avera, so he should for sure have that same malchus. Let's say, no, maybe malchus is not a kapara for the worst avera. Maybe the worst avera needs a more significant kapara. And then what are we beating this guy up for? If it's not providing him a kapara, then we're stam assaulting a person for no reason. So maybe that's the svar of Ein Onesh Min HaDin, that we're going to give the same onesh for the greater avera that we gave for the lesser avera. It might not be a kapara, it might not accomplish what we set out to do. By mammon, maybe that would still apply, that if giving the money is a kapara, yeah, maybe it's only a kapara when he did the lesser avera, but maybe not when he did the bigger avera. So maybe that Tosfos is taking a stand on the reason for Ein Onesh Min HaDin. Okay, says the Mishnah now the second case. Shnayim Barishona, Shnayim B'Shniya, U'Shnayim B'Shlishas. You have two Edim about each of the 3 years of Chazaka, Mishalshin B'Nehem. They divide the payment, then they're found to be Edim Zomin, they divide the payment between them, and they're still going to have to do Kasha Zomin, they're going to have to pay for the value of the field, but they get to divide it in three ways. Tosfos raises the question on the top. He says, Hachol O'Shayach L'Mifrach, V'Leimru Hanach Kamai, Anan Minay Adin, D'Kol D'Kai B'Edin, Elas Hudei Asi, Ahayara, Anan L'Chiyuvi Maksik Perus Kasinan. So why can't the Edom say, we were not coming to try to say that the guy has a chazaka in the field. All we came to do is to say that this guy who's been living in this field owes payros to the real Bailim. We were only made about 1 year. So how could you call that Edus Chazaka? So don't tell us that we were trying to steal the field away from the original owner, and therefore we have to pay back the original owner one third, because we were one third of the Edus that was going to take the field away from the original owner. No, when we said that that Reuven was living in Shimon's field, we were saying, and therefore Reuven owes Shimon money, because he was eating Shimon's payros. Not that Reuven was trying to steal, not that Reuven was actually machzik in Shimon's field. We only testified about 1 year. So why can't they just tie to that and therefore get out of having to pay? So says Tosfos, who brought you to Beis Din? You know, when you're a witness, you know why you're there. So if Reuven is the one that brought you to Beis Din and said, come, testify that I was there for a year, you have to realize that he's not trying to get you to testify against him, that he owes payros. Obviously, he has lined up Edim about the other 2 years, and you are part of his Edus of a Chazaka. And therefore, you can't claim that I thought I was just coming to be Mechayiv Reuven and not to help him. Shlosha Achim, further in the Mishnah, if you have three brothers, Ve'echod Mitztarif Imahim, and one other witness that's Mitztarif with each of the three brothers for the Edus, Harei Elu Sholosh Eduyo. It's three separate edus, and Rashbam points out that means ulahachi kashre edusan da shasa de kamasid hai lo kamasid hai. It's not considered that there are brothers as part of the same set of witnesses which would passel the whole set. No, they're three separate eduyos, so it's okay that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all brothers. Each testify about a separate year, and then Moshe, who's unrelated, testifies about all 3 years. That's perfectly fine as far as edus goes, but Edus Achas HaZama. If you want to make them into Edim Zomim, you need to be Mazim Kulam. You need to make all of them Edim Zomim, because that's Halacha by Edim Zomim, that they only become Edim Zomim Ad Sheyazimu Es Kulam. Only when you're able to be Mazim, all of the Edim in the set. Okay, says the Gemara. Masnisin Delok Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah, which considers these three brothers, and the one guy that's mitzayif with them as three separate sets of edus, that's against Rabbi Akiva. Titania, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Kishalach Abba Chalafta, Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Lilmot Torah. When Abba Chalafta went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri to learn Torah, Va'armila Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Eitzel Abba Chalafta, Lilmot Torah. Some say when Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri went to Abba Chalafta to learn Torah, this is Rabbi Yossi talking, Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas is Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta. So that's why it's when he went to Abba Chalafta to go learn Torah. Amr lo harisha achla shana rishona b'fnei shnayim, shnia b'fnei shnayim, shlishis b'fnei shnayim, mahu. The question was raised, can you have edus of chazaka if you have three separate sets of witnesses, one for each year? Amr lo harizu chazaka. He says, yes, that is a valid chazaka. Amr lo afani omer kein. I also agree. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, "Davar velo chatzi davar." This is not a chazaka. This is a davar velo chatzi davar. This is only that none of them are being made about a full chazaka. They're each only being made about 1 year. That is not a chazaka. So therefore, their edus does not count at all. There is a discussion in the Achronim how Rabbi Yossi was allowed to refer to his father as Chalafta. That was his first name. Are you allowed to call someone? Is one allowed to call his father by his first name? So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that when you're referring to your Rebbe, as long as you give him the title, as long as you say Rabbi so and so, you say you're allowed to say his first name. You could say Rabbi Herschel Schechter, right? You don't have to worry that it's a violation of calling him by his first name. But so the Bira Gra points out that, yeah, just like all over Shas, Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi talks about Abba Chalafta. So the same is true when it comes to Aviv, that you're allowed to call him by a first name. Not all the Achronim are convinced that's true. Some of them suggest that it's only that's only by a Rebbe, because otherwise people won't know who you're talking about. I mean, I say, my Rebbe. Who's your Rebbe? How am I supposed to know who your Rebbe was? Oh, no, Rabbi Schechter. Oh, from Chaim Berlin? You're Chaim Berlin? No, I went to a... So you have to identify exactly who the Rebbe is. By a father, a person as a father is more identifiable with the child usually. So some of the Achronim aren't convinced that that's enough, and they come up with other suggestions of why Rabbi Yossi, of what went on over here. They say that Rabbi Yossi really only said Abba, and the Gemara just included for us the extra word Chalafta to let us know. But anyway, Rabbi Akiva apparently holds that three separate eduyos, about three separate years of Chazaka, is not considered a full edus. It's davar v'lechatzi davar. V'rabbanan hay davar v'lechatzi davar may avdilei. What would be the Rabbanan's use of the drush of davar v'lechatzi davar, which means the Rabbanan who hold that is considered a valid edus for a chazaka, what would be their example of a chatzi davar that would be an invalid edus? There's a major assumption the Gemara is making, and that is that the Rabbanan hold of the drasha of davar v'lo chatzi davar. The Gemara never even entertains the possibility that maybe the Rabbanan reject this entire drasha. So Tos discusses why that would be the case. Why would we assume automatically that you have to hold davar v'lo chatzi davar, especially since there are lots of places in Shas where we seem to say the opposite. The Gemara in Baba Kama talks about Chamisha Bakar Amir Achmana, Afilu Chamisha Chatzai Bakar, not Velo, Afilu half. So why would you say davar v'lo chatzi davar? Okay, says the Gemara, Ile melumute echad omer achas begaba, ve'echad omer achas bekresa. If the Rabbanan are coming to tell me that if one witness testifies about a girl being a gedola, that she has shtei saro, so one of them, one witness testifies about one hair on one part of her body, another witness testifies about a second hair on another part of her body, hay chatzi davar v'chatzi edusu. That's not just a chatzi davar. You don't have two edim for any single hair. So it's a chatzi edus as well. No, it's coming to exclude a case where two people say they saw one hair on one part of her body, and two people say they saw one hair on another part of her body. That's what it's coming to be memayit. That would be a chatzi davar, because each witness is each set of witnesses rather is only testifying about a chatzi davar. That if one witness says that the person who developed the chazaka got his chazaka by eating chitim in the field, and the other one said that no, achla saorim, he was eating barley in the field, that is a valid form of chazaka, meaning they're both testifying that he was being machzik in the karka. So maskev for Rav Nachman, really? Elameata, echad omer achla rishono, shlishis chamishis, vechad omer achla Shnir reviews for Shisha Sachinami Davia Chazaka. How far do you go? I mean, if one guy testifies that he was there year 1, 3, and 5, and the other one says he was there years 2, 4, and 6, that's also a Chazaka. How would that count as a Chazaka? I mean, we're assuming that if one guy's testifying that he ate wheat and the other guy's testifying that he ate barley, they're testifying about different years, because there's no way that the same field was producing wheat and barley in the same year. The Rishonim point out over here, but it was very normal to use the same field and alternate years, have wheat 1 year, barley the next year. So that's what we're assuming is going on over here. They're testifying about different years. So how could that combine for a chazaka? So I'm there reviewed a hachi hashta. No, it's a bad comparison. 1, 3, 5 and 2, 4, 6 is not the same as wheat and barley, because hasam b'shasa de kamasin mar lo kamasin mar. When one guy's testifying about years 1, 3, and 5, and the other one's testifying about years 2, 4, and 6, they're not testifying about any of the same years. When one guy's testifying that he ate wheat and the other one's testifying that he ate barley, they're both testifying about the same year. It's just that people can't easily distinguish between wheat and barley. They're both grains. So that's what we say. And they're not paying such careful attention to exactly what he's eating. It's just the point that he's using the field like one would use such a field, but they're not paying attention to what he's eating. If one said kidneys and one said chitim, that would be a different story that people don't make a mistake about. So that would be a bigger problem. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.